This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Let's talk about a different baseball topic that might inspire you to a little bit more happiness. 877-881-1053. Who's the baseball player that should be famous that is not currently? Although, Colby, I will grant you a quick exception to the past. Who do you want to throw out there?
Man, I have a bunch. Okay, Rock.
You only told me one.
Rock Reigns.
Okay.
I mean, he got his nickname because one time he slid into second and a crack rock fell out of his pocket.
That's a good story. That's a really good story.
He was Tim before that.
Shout out
like,
to Tim.
Because why would you need crack rock during the game? You couldn't set that down?
No.
It was that important.
It fell out of his pocket.
Like, he was going to slide into second, stand up, you know, and then get his lead and light up right fast. That's how important it was to him.
It was him and the fact that Kevin Mitchell once caught a baseball with his bare hand in the outfield in foul territory on a full sprint.
Okay, I agree. That is incredibly impressive and probably something that we should discuss.
Wait, while we're still doing old people, I wanted to put Oscar Gamble in there.
Let's go ahead and mark what you just said as well. I didn't even hear the name that you gave because of that shocking statement you made about old people. Now, the whole reason that this comes up is a statement made that Mookie Betts should be a household name. And it makes a lot of sense to me. Now, this is from the head of the MLB Players Union, Tony Clark. He said Mookie Betts should be a household name. You know, Mookie should be a one-name guy. You should say Ronaldo, Messi, Mookie. You should know who Mookie is. And outside of the baseball world, I don't know how many do. Well, I'll put this in perspective for you. Is they have this thing called a Q score. Sometimes it can be how likable you are, but it's essentially like how well you're known. For sports fans, what percentage of sports fans do you think know who Mike Trout is? Sports fans.
Sports fans.
So, like, people who would even listen to the station, maybe.
I'll go 75%.
Okay. Yeah, I was aiming lower. I was, like, somewhere in the 40s, but I'll hop up to about 55%.
50%. 50% of people who are sports fans know who Mike Trout is. Tom Brady and LeBron James, it's, like, 99 point something, which is still jarring to me. I don't understand how you can be a sports fan and not know who either one of those people are.
That 0.01% or whatever, it's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I like sport.
Yeah. Yes, go sports. Now, the Q score, now that you've kept this in mind, Mike Trout, what percentage of the U.S. general public knows who Mike Trout is?
Oof. That's got to be half at least. That's got to be 25%.
That's a really good guess because Drew Brees is about 50%. All right. So Drew Brees is like, we'll get to Mike Trout in just a second. Drew Brees, you know, like pretty well known NFL quarterback, not the biggest star in the league, but one of the bigger
right-ish
stars in the league, but also very unassuming. He's very Mike Trout-esque. In terms of the demeanor that he has.
Mike Trout selling multi-level marketing schemes.
Wow. I mean, I haven't...
Look, man, there's long-form articles on this.
Okay. I'm not... I won't... Okay. I won't...
If it was only short-form articles, would you be...
Reggie didn't do that.
Okay.
It's IPA, it's farm-to-table, it's long-former, it's nothing for Reggie. With the exception of Reese's, I've learned that.
Yeah.
Is... 50% know Drew Brees. 22% know who Mike Trout is. The BBC ran this story. Mike Trout, the brilliant $426.5 million MLB star most Americans don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's insane. Like, Mike Trout is on a trajectory to be one of the 10 best players who's ever existed in the history of baseball. And that's on the low end.
Yeah, I mean, if Mike Trout ran into me at the grocery store wearing his jersey, I'd be like, yo, look at that Jack dude who likes Mike Trout. Like, I'm not sure I could pick him out.
Totally fair. So, and from the 817, I don't even know what Mike Trout looks like. I wasn't even positive I knew what Mike Trout sounded like until he was talking about Tyler Skaggs a few weeks ago. I thought, I don't know how often
you've heard him speak.
Exactly.
He did that one Subway commercial, right? Didn't he speak in that?
I don't remember that.
He was in a commercial?
I don't remember that at all.
Hold on. I got to find this.
And I'm not joking right now. He was in a commercial for Subway, no less.
Honestly, I'm not doing a bit either. I absolutely don't remember
that. In 2014, Subway TV commercial Flyball featuring Mike Trout.
Okay.
You're now listening to the sounds of KNC Googling.
Yeah, this is shocking information to me. I had no freaking idea. So some people are giving us suggestions and asking questions. So somebody just flat out said, how is Mookie not a household name? I mean, because baseball is just not, it's just not known. He certainly has a better personality.
Oh, he's got a great personality. But, you know, I think it's hard for us sports fans to reach outside of the realms of what we like. We're used to being immersed in this. And what's kind of tough about sports is that when you're in sports, you're around people that like sports a lot. It's very rare that you're around people that don't, that are like kind of so-so or that don't care very much. These circles kind of tend to draw other people who care deeply about these things. So in your world, the small microcosm that you inhabit, like the people around you also seem to care. So it seems like the whole world cares, but it's a smaller group than you like to think.
Remember what I said about Reggie and farm to table?
Sorry.
Long form
I'm
articles.
Working on it.
That's exactly what I was talking about. No, I'm just kidding. That is actually very insightful. Just having to give you a hard time about
it. From the 972, when I think of Mike Trout, I picture J.J. Watt in an Angels jersey.
That's a really good. Wow. That's actually pretty accurate.
Yeah. No, I could see that. Yeah. What's Mike Trout's number anyhow? That's a problem. Is because you think of, like, you mentioned J.J. Watt, and you're thinking, oh, he's number 99. You think of Emmitt Smith. Oh, he's number 22. Well, kind of key in on something around that. But, like, how many people actually know what number Mookie Betts is, what number Mike Trout is, what number so many different Major League Baseball players wear? And a couple of people are asking questions or suggesting names. From the 682, what happened to the Japanese Babe Ruth? Okay, so that's Shohei Ohtani. Now, Shohei Ohtani ran into some UCL problems that has prevented him from pitching. But last year, 22 home runs, 61 RBIs. This year, 14 home runs, 41 RBIs. He's hitting 300. So, like, he's obviously a quality player. But he's not take over the world, which I did kind of think there was a time. I mean, and that's partially because of the injury. I certainly acknowledge that. Because there was a time last year where it really felt like Ohtani was going the direction that Darvish did for a while, that Hideo Nomo did for a while, that Ichiro definitely did for a while, in that it's that import from, you know, whether it's Japan, Korea, or wherever it tends to be over in Asia that really sets the game and the fan base on fire. Because it became like quite the happening when he was pitching and then he was also hitting home runs. You saw the same thing with Yu Darvish.
Right. Now, maybe I haven't watched enough Angels. He's not pitching right now, right?
No,
he's just concentrating.
He cannot pitch. He won't be able to pitch until next year at the earliest because they're trying to work out some stuff.
They're trying to stop him from doing one or the other.
And also avoid him being out for an entire year.
But Colby, you stumbled upon something there when you said, maybe I don't watch enough Angels. Not a lot of people do. I mean, it hurts that they play on the West Coast. It hurts that they're not a great team because, like, you know, great teams end up getting more national coverage. And it hurts that baseball is becoming a more regional sport than ever before.
Okay, so here's an example of somebody that fits into that, because this is a great question from the 817. How famous is Derek Jeter? All right. I say really famous, but how famous is he for being just a really good shortstop? And how famous is he for winning championships on the Yankees? And how famous is he for dating Minka Kelly, Jessica Alba, and on and on and on and on? Like, this is the best time I could ever use this analogy. The number of people that Derek Jeter supposedly has had sex with is akin to the 1927 Yankees lineup. So we'll use the Yankees analogy for the Yankees. Like, that's your murderer's row of people that he supposedly had sex with and given his gift package to.
Right.
Basket.
I mean, I think I'm right.
I mean, yes, you're
accurate.
I think
I'm right, too.
Not what we were talking about.
But that's my question, is if you made the percentage breakdown, like, what percentage of him is famous for being a Hall of Fame shortstop? What percentage is famous because he was on the championship Yankees teams? What percentage of him is famous for having sex with lots of well-known people?
There's probably a lot of that, but I'll tell you the reason why we have a little bit more trouble picking out the stars in today's MLB versus what we used to do.
20, 35, 45.
What?
Answering Kevin's question quickly.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you asked a percentage question. Death of ESPN. Death of the SportsCenter highlight show.
Yeah.
You would watch that instead of just going to YouTube to find your team's highlights if you missed the game or you wanted to watch it again. You now can pick and choose your highlights, and just a lot of baseball is local, central. It's you're chasing your own team, watching what your team does. Back in the day, you would watch during the summer, you would watch all of the ESPN news highlights, and they would have the top 10, and it would be all baseball at this time of year, and you would see this star do this, and you would see that star do that, and you would know who's on other teams because you would watch highlights or just watch this guy throw a fantastic gem, and they'd get gem, and you'd get the highlights from that. Now you don't.
It's tough for me to argue that, given that we discussed, you know, going back to 99, the home run chase, and that's all people would rush out. They would have to see SportsCenter, or they would have to ask their friend or whatever else, because they would have to know as soon as they could what happened with that. And SportsCenter would be an outlet to that. So yeah, no, that's a good answer. I like that. And that all being said, then, you don't anticipate any way this changes, right?
Not right now. I mean, the NFL, you take that as a league because you'll watch games that don't involve the Cowboys. With basketball, you will watch some games that don't involve the Mavericks or more, just because of how TNT presents it or whatever. With baseball, primarily you're just watching games because there's 162 of them that involve your team. So I think that's the reason why, unless they end up with going back to having the national game where you love the announcers, you love the pre and post game, and that's something that's a markdown for you on a Saturday and Sunday, unless they go back to that and make that to where it's something that you want to do, I don't think it's going to happen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.